Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, it's not going to be long before June 1st, and that means we have to raise an awful lot of money in that lockbox if we're going to knock some time off the on-air fund drive.
We do. It's possible. Of course, we can do it because we have the common will as a community to do it. David, when I say that, I can only tell you that we can't have this radio station unless everybody understands it and values it and wants to be part of it. Otherwise, it'll be like the other guys, if you know what I mean. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. And never going to the edge, never taking a position that we will have great journalism. No, if we want it, we got to keep it. And everybody knows that. I say that from the bottom of my heart. And I know that people will. You go to WMC.org and you put something in. As long as everybody puts something in to the lockbox, we'll make it. Otherwise, you know, we're only as good as our last attempt. And we know that. We all know that. The thing about our listeners and our members and our community is everybody's smart.
WAMC.org. And if you find yourself at the lovely Tulip Festival in Albany this weekend, stop by our booth and put some money in the lockbox.
Oh, yeah.
Spin the wheel.
There will be a lockbox there.
There will indeed.
The lockbox will be traveling.
Well, the lockbox could be the site for many politicians, known as the prison, based on a lot of corruption that's been happening in Albany, and a lot of people are reacting to the latest on Dean Skelos, including Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo in his first public comments yesterday since the Senate leader was charged in an extortion and bribery scheme, and he said he finds it deeply disturbing.
If true.
And in the chamber yesterday, the Republican leader survived a largely symbolic effort by Democratic lawmakers to oust him. They walked out of the Senate in protest after Republicans refused to allow a vote to remove Dean Skelos.
Well, we know if there was a vote, Skelos would lose. How come? Because several Republicans have already said he should go. So there's not going to be any vote. That's clear. Sagacious and older members of the Senate like Hugh Farley have stood behind Skelos. And, you know, we always have to remember somebody is innocent until proven guilty. You know, Governor Cuomo reminds me a little bit of old Governor Hughes of New Jersey. They used to call him Two Buckets Hughes because he would walk around as if he had a pail of water on each shoulder and trying to balance it all. And in this case, Cuomo, you know, he was not exactly a firebrand about Skelos leaving. And after all, he's got to deal with Skelos.
Presidential scene. We've had a number of entrants and we haven't talked to you about them. Let's start with Mike Huckabee.
Well, Huckabee's big favorite of conservative Republicans. He's done well when he's come out before. I believe he sat the last round out, but now he's back. And he certainly is a player. Whether he's got, you know, the stuff to make it is another whole story. Right now, Jeb Bush is leading in all of the polls. And I have said from the beginning, it's going to be Hillary versus Jeb Bush. And I believe it. I think that's what it is. And I think it's going to be a very close election.
Ben Carson.
Well, Ben Carson proves one thing, that there's the old saying, you don't have to be a brain surgeon to know something. He is. And and that's like reverse chicken soup. You know, it can't hurt to be a brain surgeon. But, you know, he's doing well. He has no chance whatsoever and he won't make it.
Carly Fiorina.
Well, she's been around. She's been a CEO. She's top draw. Her name will get out there. She won't win.
How about this? Cody Wilson, who posted gun instructions online, is suing the State Department. This has to do with the printing of a 3D gun.
Well, we knew it was coming. We do know that 3D printers can make plastic guns. You know, you can just put in the code and get yourself a gun that way. And I have a feeling it's going to be very tough to put this genie back in the bottle. Nevertheless, everybody has to try because otherwise it will be even more chaos than we've got now. And we've got plenty now when it comes to too many people having guns in the United States.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Lockbox.
Lockbox.